Hello, Happy New Year. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. I am recording today's podcast on New Year's Day, January 1st, and I wrote you guys a little story to start off our meditation practice today. So I'm titling this, 'Twas the Week Before Christmas. 'Twas the week before Christmas when we all fell quite sick, and it happened as it does, really quite quick. The lights weren't hung yet, the presents not yet bought. In fact, we really hadn't done a whole awful lot. First Ace with pneumonia, and then I with a cold. We huddled in beds, with aches and congestion both filling our heads. I worried and waited, feeling deeply inbound. Social media roared loudly. My meditation practice fell behind. Then the day was upon us, and we were feeling okay. Amazon delivered, keeping disappointed recipients at bay. We made it through that day. Celebrations are done. Decorations put away for next year's festive fun. And yet I still haven't sat, and 2 weeks has gone by. How have I fallen into this trap? I promised to sit tomorrow, I lie. This is it, I realize, as I watch John McCain. I will sit tomorrow. It's never too late to begin again. And so, a little bit of truth there, a little bit of exaggeration, but I felt like the last couple weeks for me was the perfect example of what I think is a really common trap with meditation. And it usually goes something just like that. We get sick. We have an early morning meeting scheduled that doesn't happen usually. Or our child doesn't sleep well one night. I mean, you name the excuse, right? It's life and it happens. And it messes up the schedule just a bit for a day. And then 2 or 3 or 4 weeks go by. And you suddenly go, oh my God, I haven't sat in however long, right? It was that easy. It was one skip, one hiccup in the routine, and suddenly the routine's completely gone. And so my invitation for us this very first week of the year is to begin. Whether you're beginning for the first time with meditation, whether you are beginning for the 10,000th time for meditation, what if we just said, right now is perfect. Whatever day it is, the 2nd, the 5th, the 23rd, whatever time of day, whatever's happening around you, whatever you're wearing, what if this was the perfect moment to begin? Because it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if the TV is going on in the room next to you. It doesn't matter if your email dings while you're seated. It doesn't matter if you're in a chair or on the floor, if you're in Lululemon or sweatpants or pajamas or a suit. None of it matters. Because nothing about our practice is trying to achieve something. There are no perfect clothes. And there is no perfect posture, and there definitely is not a perfect moment. The whole point of a meditation practice is to help us be happier in our lives. That's it, right? Maybe there's a little bit less stress, or a little bit more joy, or a little bit more okayness in a tough moment. And the only way we get that is by learning how to sit no matter what is going on. Because if we only meditate in perfect moments, in perfect places, with perfect clothes on, then we're only happy in perfect, right? But if we can meditate while dinner is working in the oven, and your kids are hollering at each other in the other room, and you know there's a to-do list a mile long, when you can meditate in that moment, that's when it's starting to shift how we are in our daily lives. So we'll do a little practice together today, just a short one, about 10 minutes to start us off. And I'm going to go ahead and do a little plug here. Starting next week, I'm going to spend 3 weeks on a meditation series called Begin Again. And this series, what I'll be talking about for the next 3 weeks is how to build a consistent practice. One that withstands getting sick and too many meetings and too much laundry and whatever else is going on in your life. Even that, even when we have to skip a day or two or three, we know how to come back. There are three really crucial components to a consistent meditation practice, and we're going to dive into all three. And you are welcome to join me for this series in person at the studio, Sacred Chill West, or right here on this podcast. I'm going to record all three sessions and put the full sessions up in the podcast. So either way, whether in person or through this podcast, I hope you'll tune in the next 3 weeks and really make the commitment to yourself to begin again. So let's have a practice wherever you are, whatever's happening. Sit down, chair, floor, bed. With legs crossed or feet on the earth, lift and lengthen your spine. Let the shoulders roll down your back and relax. Take a deep breath in and release a sigh. Let your eyes drift close and your breath start to flow. And we'll take a moment here just to feel our inhale and our exhale settle. Sometimes it takes a moment to stop controlling the breath, right? But just to let it be breath. And you might take a moment to notice the way you're holding yourself. Sometimes when we sit in a really active way, like we're trying to do something or get somewhere seated. Sit back. Feel yourself settle into your body. Even though our outer body is tall and awake, you might feel your inner body recline back as if it was in a hammock, so that you're resting inside yourself. And our breath flows in and out with ease. And if there's noise around you while you're meditating right now, let the noise flow in and out with ease. You don't have to try to block it or ignore it. You can just hear it, just sound. And our thoughts, they roll in and out with ease. If we were really lying in a hammock, we might be staring up at the sky, seeing clouds float by. And that is just the way your thoughts move. Drifting into view and out of view. We don't hold on to the clouds or try to change the shape of the clouds. We just watch each one as it drifts by. And perhaps to hold yourself present here, you let a little bit of your awareness rest on your breath. When we try to rest on the breath, it's nothing more than, can I feel this breath? Great job. Can you feel this breath? and then this one. And thoughts keep flowing, and we try to feel the next breath. And if we get lost or distracted, we come right back just as soon as we notice. Coming back to your breath here, feeling the breath deepen a bit. Taking a moment just to gently notice your experience. Not judge it, but notice it. And then drawing your palms together in front of your heart if you choose, bowing your chin down. Finishing with one last breath here, an inhale in and a cleansing sigh. Congratulations on beginning again. I look forward to seeing you or speaking to you soon. Namaste.